that. I mean, the trade unions have been engaging with the HSE management over the last number of months to try and best protect services and jobs within the hospital. And the management have taken a decision that they are going to cut the working hours of 100 fixed-term workers by the average of 7 hours per week until the year end. Now, this is a very difficult decision for us and for them and for our members, but ultimately it's about avoiding any unnecessary job losses. There are hawks within the HSE system in the West and nationally who would have liked to have seen all fixed-term workers across the country, in the West of Ireland in particular, to have been effectively put out of the system. So we've agreed that reluctantly the reduction will take place, but it's the best way to protect services and jobs at the hospital until the end of the year.
As you say, Richie, these cuts in hours, they're not as bad as job losses, but as we've seen yesterday, Letterkenny General Hospital was at capacity yesterday. They were stretched to their limits. Staff were stretched to their limits. If hours are going to be cut, then staff are going to be even more stretched.
Well, it will. I mean, that's the reality of it. And I think that management locally have had to take this decision reluctantly in line with instructions from regional management within HSE West. But the reality also is that if the hospital is going to be pushed to absolute capacity, that decision will have to be rescinded, particularly as beds are being pushed to full capacity. But in the interim, the management have written to people regarding the 7 hour reduction. We'd have to revisit that and almost, I guess, review it on a week to week basis.